We are so excited. Anthony and I are so, so very excited to talk to you today.
Hello there, Marina. I'm Anthony Vincent. How you doing?
Hi, really well, thank you.
It's wonderful. It is a pleasure to be talking with you.
I love your accent.
Wait a minute. We're the ones with the accent. Wouldn't you say that, Marina?
Yes, I would say that.
Of course. Why not? What time is it by you right now?
It's 3:45 a.m.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Oh,
in the middle
dear.
Of the night. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I just have to say, I haven't read your entire book, but I've read a lot of it. And I absolutely love it. I can't tell you enough how I think this is going to hit and really truly be a handbook for women all around the world, as it should be. Some of the things that you've actually thought of and you've actually put in this book, absolutely Aww. Incredible.
And I have to tell you, you know, I'm like a guy's guy. And when I started reading the book, I thought to myself, oh, this is a chick book. But the more I read, the more I got into it. And as a guy, I really enjoyed, you know, as I got into it and your style.
I did. Yes, love your style.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah, I just wrote it so that you felt that I was actually sitting next to you and that you weren't on your own. And a lot of self-help books make me uncomfortable to read them, quite frankly. I always feel like I'm not good enough as I'm reading them.
You know what? But it comes off that you're sitting there together, that you're right there.
Yeah, it does.
That is the way you write it.
It does for you too. That's great, Anthony.
Before we actually go further, I do want to say this one thing. Congratulations with Paul. That letter from Paul is yeah. just a beautiful, beautiful letter, and it's wonderful that you have him in your life.
Yeah. So. Oh, thank you. He's just so beautiful. I mean, he actually woke me up this morning to make the call to you.
Aww.
And made sure I had everything I needed. And oh, he's absolutely beautiful, and he's hilarious. He's absolutely hilarious. He can't help himself. So yeah, I'm really lucky that I found him, and he found me. You know, it
was of course.
Yeah. How did you two find each other?
Well, I write a little bit about that in the book, actually. I was sort of dreaming of him every right. morning before work. I would actually run up the beach crying pretty much every morning and just letting it all out because my life was really, really hard. The mechanics of my life were really hard. And then on the way back down the beach, I would imagine that he was next to me and I would talk to him out loud, Anthony. It's like a crazy person, you know, like a crazy person just talking out loud to nobody on the beach, just imagining that my husband was there. And then 3 years later, you know, he was, our real first date was he was running down next to me. And yeah, and I couldn't tell him because I think, you know, he thought I would be completely weird. But yeah.
Something that I actually, you know, I did read that in the book and I remembered that. And the thing that Anthony and I actually always say all the time on
all
our
the
show,
time.
All the time, the law of attraction.
Law of attraction.
And we visualize constantly. Creative visualization is so key and so important in your life. And you've proven that. And it's right there, the law of attraction.
You know, but at school, do you remember you'd get told off by a teacher for daydreaming?
Right,
oh,
right.
Yeah.
All the
yes.
time. I was a daydreamer all the time. Stop
yes.
staring out the window, Elise.
Yes, stop dreaming, yeah. Elise. Stop it. You know, yeah. like, oh, stop daydreaming. And you'd be kind of snapped too because we were busy being taught to focus and be present. But actually, in that dreamlike state, when you're staring out the window, Elise, that's when you're manifesting.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I guess my geometry teacher like just didn't agree at the time. Yeah. The book, Turn Yourself On by Marina J. I'm curious, what are your hopes for this book? Because you want this book to be there for women and you want to be able to help them.
I really, yeah, I mean, Turn Yourself On, it's a play on words, Anthony, and it really means for a woman to turn her happiness on so she feels utterly alive, you know.
I explained it to him.
You know, us men, we have a little more difficulty understanding.
Okay, it's fine. My real hope for it is that it genuinely turns each and every woman around that reads it. So my genuine hope is the book is really for a woman to heal herself naturally, but also just to feel fabulous. You know, there are times where you just need a bit of a kind of, I don't know, a kick up the so-and-so, and you just know that you're going to have a great...
A kick in the knickers.
Yes,
I right. love that.
Put a rocket in your knickers. So I just, I really want, my hope is that when a woman has this book by her side, she can navigate her own life successfully because it's in her. You know, you're built to heal, but you're also built to have an amazing life. And it's very difficult to have an amazing life if you haven't healed the things that hurt you the most.
And before this happiness, would you explain to our listeners in chapter 2, it talks about, am I in dry out today? Could you explain what dry out is?
It's a little term I came up with a little while ago that I think perfectly describes for us women. It's when we feel sucked dry by life or by a part of our life, sucked dry by him, or you're sucked dry by a situation, or you're sucked dry by your work. And there are a lot of signs that, you know, you are in dry out. It's like when you're not depressed, but you don't feel you've got much to look forward to. It's like same, 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 same. You can be a millionaire and have it, and you can be the poorest woman in your town and have it. It's got nothing to do with money. It's got nothing to do with how many good people you have around you. It's got everything to do with the relationship you're having with yourself. And if you don't have a gorgeous system of healing yourself from upset, from what's really upset you today or this month or what's getting you down, then you're already sliding into dry out.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm so glad that it's actually written down with words to read so that people can understand that and get that, because that would be so helpful.
Yeah, well, otherwise, you think it's just you.
Exactly.
You think it's just you and you're all shiny and lovely on the outside. And I coach women that it girls and people in the media, and they look like they have it all. And if you don't have a great relationship with yourself, nothing works.
There is a chapter, Major Turn-Ons for Men in the Area of Desire. And I found that very, very interesting being a guy. There were certain chapters that I gravitated to first.
Yes, there were. Yes, there were. And it was funny because originally when we were going through the book and he's like, well, what does that one say?
And what
does that one say?
She knew the exact questions that I was going to, and the exact chapters that, oh no, let's go to this one.
Yeah, let's hear this one first. I want to know this one. Yeah, what does that mean? What is she saying there? And I just kept reading and nodding and reading and nodding, and he's going, oh.
So tell us a little bit about that.
As a woman, there's so many magazine articles out there, how to turn your guy on in 10 easy steps or something like that. And I just always found those articles and that way of thinking actually really unsexy and really boring. Because when you're really, really trying to do something, you're not in it. You're not actually in connection with that person. You're somewhere else.
You're following the list.
Just, it's kind of fake. I think guys can pick it up a mile off, and it looks sexy in photographs, but the reality of it is actually not. So what I'm talking about, that what turns a guy on, is actually not by a woman doing anything. You don't actually have to do anything to turn a guy on. A guy's actually already turned on by you just being in his presence.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Really, men love women. But what really turns a guy on, particularly if he's in a relationship with her, is actually you, the woman, being turned on to what you want in life.
Exactly.
You know, you're actually asking for what you want, and when he gives it to you, you're actually appreciating him for going out there and getting it for you.
We talk about that often.
We do. And we completely agree with that. We really relate to this book because we say a lot of what's in it all the time. To have this is fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can be in dry out for the day. You can have had a great day yesterday. You're going to have a great day tomorrow, but today you're in dry out. It's really where you're at. And so it's remembering that the man next to you actually genuinely wants to make you happy. And there's so much noise on the internet. There's so much noise out there about what to do, as if we have to do something. We really don't. We just have to get back to naturally how we're made. And when I talk to women about this, there's always somebody that starts rolling their eyes if I'm talking to a big group of women, which always makes me smile. And she's like, well, you obviously haven't met my husband. You know, Frank in the television, you know. But it's ultimately, it's just that they haven't, she hasn't learned how to really ask him for what she wants and really understand how to get him to give her what she wants. The biggest turnoff for a guy is when you're really wanting something big, like a big change in your life, you want to move to a new area or something small, and you don't tell him. And instead, you end up complaining, you end up doing it yourself because, let's face it, it's quicker.
That turns men off and makes them turn around and go away, and then they're staring out the window.
And that's a really big thing. A lot of women don't realize that. It's as simple as just stating it.
It is, and it's just past disappointment, honestly, that stops us women from actually doing that regularly.
Yeah.
And it's often because we haven't, A, learned how to ask a man for what we want and actually get it, and B, we haven't been surrounded by a lot of women asking men for what they want and actually getting it. I mean, how many women are you right now surrounded by, Elise, that are actually genuinely getting what they want from their husbands, the men around them, and they're all kind of really flourishing?
I really don't know any.
You don't know any?
And we're surrounded by a lot of women every day.
Yeah, every single day. We work in a salon.
The beauty industry.
The beauty industry. So we're surrounded by women, mostly women, all the time. And it's actually very, very sad to hear some of their stories. And what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to tell them what they can read, what they can read to help them. And that would be, you know, Turn Yourself On by Marina Jay.
And if people wanted to contact you, do you have a website?
I do. They can reach me at marinaj.net. And there's lots of free resources on there. There's lots of things there for you to be able to start supporting yourself now in whatever it is that you need, whether you're having a great time, you're not flourishing, or something genuinely has happened to upset you, or there's a situation that's really getting you down. There's lots of stuff on there that you can start supporting yourself with now, because your happiness is everything.
And absolutely.
Why not?
We came across another section about the healing room and how to use your healing room. And when we saw that, Elise and I just, our eyes opened up. Elise just purchased a beautiful lakefront home. And one of the things that she loved was this area on top of the house that she calls her healing room. And when we saw it in the book, we flipped out, and she is, I'm bragging for her, you know, she's she's designing this room to make it her getaway to go and to think. And we were just amazed that she has one.
That's amazing, Elise. And it is, that's a sign of real self-love, that you're actually creating that exactly as you want it to be, just for you to go and do whatever it is that you want to do. But that's your space for you that fits you perfectly.
That is correct. I've decided that at this point in my life, I need a place to just call my own, just my own area, my own space away from everybody.
Yeah. And she won't let me see it.
That's
I'm not allowed
not
to
true.
See it.
You've already seen it. Stop that. He just is unbelievable. You are unbelievable.
Now, how could some women put together their own healing room? Does it have to be a room?
You know, we're built to heal, and it can be as gorgeous and as boring as you make it. You can have an actual physical place like Elise. It might be in your garden. It might be by the beach. For me, it's inside of me. Mm-hmm. I have a little healing room that I actually create. And the cool thing with that, Elise, is you can change the decor anytime you want.
Absolutely.
If you have it inside of you.
Just so you know, I actually have that myself. When I meditate, that's my place,
that's space
that I go to.
It's just that you always have somewhere to go inside, you know, inside of you and outside of you if you can as well, where you can just start to heal. And healing has such a bad rap. You know, it's normally quite a boring word, but I'm talking about real healing, you know, the kind where you don't have to say 20 affirmations in the mirror, because frankly, if you have to keep reminding yourself, you don't know it.
I never heard it put that way.
That's the truth.
I'm not a fan. I think if you have to keep saying it over and over again, you don't genuinely know it. And you can keep doing that, but to do it every morning in front of a mirror is exhausting. If you genuinely heal, guess what? You already are confident. You don't have to keep talking yourself that I'm confident. So you just walk around. You cut out the middleman that's telling you what to think and what to do all the time. You just are. You're already there. That's real healing.
Wow.
And it's such a relief, because then you're not thinking about it all the time.
Oh, wow. And that was said beautifully.
Being a man, I find that... I find that women are angry with me more often than not.
There are reasons for that, Marina. There are reasons for that.
Now, yeah, tell me.
Is it me?
No. Well, I can't look. Maybe it is you a little bit.
Yeah, it's always me.
You can't believe some of the things that he does. It's shocking. But I have to tell you this. As far as wonderful goes, he is.
Aww.
He
That's
is
so
wonderful.
Gorgeous. That's so gorgeous. I mean, you know, I find in the work that I do when I start coaching somebody, the woman I coach normally has a low to high level of anger that she carries around with her towards some men, like the men in her life, and also just men in general. So if she meets you in the street, Anthony.
Yes, she's angry with me before she even knows me.
Before she even knows you. That's
Most
right.
women
she's
are.
Coming, and she's already there. And I put it down to her not really receiving ever what she's really needed from men. And so she's already starting from that point. She's already angry, which she would be, you know, you
yeah,
absolutely
sure.
would be. And so it's that. It's like the residual, it's like a social anger that I think, you know, is a general anger. And then there's a specific anger as well. So, yeah, I think that's a shame. I think it's something that I'd like to see change in my lifetime. I want to see women absolutely getting everything they want. Absolutely. And I know that for a man, that's going to take a lot of pressure off him because then he'll actually know how to make her happy.
Right.
You know, if she actually knows how to ask for what she wants, then he can actually make her happy. If he doesn't know, you know, I often say to my clients, is your husband right now poring over a crystal ball?
Right, right, exactly. If he doesn't know, how could he know? I mean, if you don't yeah. tell him,
if
how could he know?
If you don't tell him, he won't know.
Yeah,
he doesn't
exactly.
know. And we get annoyed. We go, God, but you know, if you loved me, you'd know.
And oh, I hear that. But we're men. We don't know.
We don't know. And that's the thing I say to them. Do you know what? If you're in a relationship with a lesbian, if you're both lesbians, I would say to you,
I'm
you know
lesbian.
What she should know.
Yes.
Totally know. But men are different. You actually don't know. But
yeah.
there's beauty in it. If we actually make asking pleasurable, and if you're anything like me in the past, I used to run a million miles for asking because it was not pleasurable. In fact, I would do anything not to ask. But if you can learn how to actually ask in a way that gives you pleasure to say it, you'll be doing it. You'll be doing it. And you'll find that the men around you will actually react positively much more than you've ever thought.
Wow.
That is the truth. And men will do anything to make a woman happy. And I know that. And what I often hear is when women ask for things, it sounds more like nagging.
Yeah.
And that turns a guy completely off.
Yes.
The nagging.
Yes, there is definitely a way to ask for something.
There is. And you know, when a woman in inverted comma nags, and she'll even hate hearing that. I hate, that word is like, ugh. It's because she's not asking in a way that if she actually asked genuinely for how she was feeling inside, it would come out very direct. But it comes out so diluted, it will come out with, you know, shall we do this now? Or why can't you ever pick your socks up off the floor? Or it comes out in a sort of sideways, which doesn't work for either party. It doesn't work for her. It won't feel good for her to be doing it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel good.
No, and that's not to be a, you know, Debbie Downer on women at all. We're amazing. It's just that we haven't learned that way that works. But the good news is you can learn. It's actually straightforward, and men will really react to it, which is wonderful. I've seen, I get emails from the men that are the partners or the husbands to these women, and they thank me, and they email me, and they go, I don't know what it is that you're doing with Sally, but thank you. It gives me a lot of joy because I just think, oh, you know, he just wants to make her happy. And for her to actually have that in her life is everything. It's everything.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more.